What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Video that we watched that Georgia put out, right?
Yeah,
the end of season, yes. Georgia football, yes. Highlight video.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
All the best stuff. And they do a great job.
Yes.
And
yes.
This is one of my favorite things about the social media era of sports is all these departments that these schools have. They've got like filmmakers.
Right.
Like, it's incredible. Georgia does a great job. My wife's always showing me the App State ones, getting ready for games. They're great. Washington has, I think every big football program has.
Right.
So Georgia puts out their end of year football highlight video. Hyping towards next year.
It's awesome. Got a nice sound, background signs, got different players. Yeah. You got your locker room.
I don't know who does the song, but it's that cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yes.
It's kind of like dramatic and
yes.
slow.
It's
which
awesome.
Is really cool.
It's so awesome, Andy.
There was one guy, though, that I noticed wasn't in it.
Yeah, man. They didn't have Trevor Etienne in it.
No.
They had Nate Frazier scoring.
There was no Trevor, huh?
There was no Trevor in it. I was going to say they had no guys that were coming back, but they had a lot of Arian Smith in there running over people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole lot of Dominic Lovett in there.
Some Dan Jackson highlights.
Dan Jackson. They didn't have – Michael Williams wasn't in it.
Okay.
Michael wasn't in it.
All right, so then there was a lot of guys.
Yeah, there was a lot of guys that weren't in it.
Oh, and Carson Beck also wasn't in it.
And Carson Beck wasn't in it.
Carson Beck was not in it.
They showed Gunnar Stockton three times.
He's going to be the quarterback next
year. Yeah, they showed him three times. So and every time they did show a receiver actually catching the football, it was the end result.
Not
the throw.
Just the catch.
Just the end result and everything. So maybe it's like leading you into, this year. Because the only guy that I can remember seeing on there that's not coming back, was Aaron. They had Dan when he was celebrating with some of the teammates at their turnover.
Okay.
But, yeah, Carson Beck wasn't in there.
Well, then
the passes that he threw to the receivers when they caught it.
Right.
We're in there.
So,
so I think it's more or less.
The assumption is that it came out of his hand and then ended.
Jalen Walker wasn't in it.
Okay.
Jalen Walker wasn't in it.
Okay, so maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was just all the guys that aren't on the team anymore. So it was like a hype video for next year.
Yeah.
It just seemed a little conspicuous that all of the throws were just shown after they released from the quarterback's hand and not from the quarterback's hand.
But because Trevor isn't in it and all those other guys aren't
I didn't know.
I had to go back. That's why I went back and looked at it again. Okay. I went back and looked at it again. I was like, well, these guys aren't in it.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because at first we were kind of like, huh.
Yeah.
It's a little petty.
Yeah, but I went back and looked at it again, and I was like, oh, okay. None of the guys are in it.
All right, so it's just all guys that are coming back next year.
But they got Arian Smith in there.
Except for him.
Yeah.
Maybe they know something we don't.
No, Aaron already accepted to the – I think he's already here. They made his little thing.
He did it.
His wallpaper thing.
His wallpaper.
Yeah, I think it is wallpaper thing already.
He's going somewhere.
Where? Aaron's gonna be on a roster.
The college one, or he's transferring, or
he's gonna be an NFL roster.
Oh, I didn't.
Aaron's gonna be.
Didn't know if he declared or he transferred.
Aaron is gonna be a special teams demon.
Yep.
He is going to be. My guy here in Atlanta,
Kadarrell Hodge.
Yes. Okay. That's gonna be Arian Smith.
Yep.
That's gonna be Arian Smith in the league.
And then every once in a while, because he's faster than hell, they're gonna design a play for him, and it's gonna go over the top of everybody, and he'll catch it about half the time.
Yes, but I had to go back and make sure.
Okay, all right.
I had to make
right.
sure.
Good.
Yeah, because a lot of the other guys weren't in it. So yeah.
Okay.
But
well, then never.
But that's it. Dominic Levitt's not coming back, right? He was in it.
Oh.
And then Arian Smith, he was in it, but a lot of the other guys, That was it.
It just probably was hard to edit.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
I think
that's what it was. They wanted to make sure that Gunnar, just like the article, make sure that Gunnar was the guy.
He was front and center.
Yeah, they showed him in warm-ups, Show him throw a couple passes.
I just hope that, like, if Carson Beck really did something that made everybody really sad or unhappy or whatever it is, because it seems like everyone's just sad.
Yeah.
I wish you could just know what it is. Because until you know what it is, it just seems like everyone's acting soft.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It seems like because yesterday, so much of the narrative was, well, we broke up with him, he didn't break up with us.
Right.
It's like, so? Like, what are you talking about?
What is the difference?
What difference does it make? I can see how it would make a difference to them in the building if something terrible happened. I don't know what difference is to you on the outside. Like, does it make you feel better if you told him to kick rocks and decided to transfer? Like,
I don't know, man. I don't know. It seems like it's real petty. But
it does.
But anyways, he's not in it there. But there's a couple other guys that made big plays that are no longer on the team that were not in there either.
But it's still really good.
It's good. I enjoy it.
You should watch it.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I was enjoying watching.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.